on Monday, June 2nd, 2014. I'm calling to order the council meeting of the Borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini, will you call the roll, please?
Mr. Bright.
Here.
Dr. Wallace.
Here.
Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola.
Here.
Mr. Fuller. Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and the solicitor are also in attendance. If you would please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time we'll entertain items from the floor. The floor having no items. We have the swearing in of Cindy Bond for civil service. Mayor Cook. In your letter and for your willingness to serve on the civil service mission, and we will make sure that they have your information. I believe you have a packet.
Yes, I get to.
Okay.
Yep.
You have a packet with the civil service rules and rights and the contact information, and we'll try not to keep you busy. Famous last words, I know. All right. Authorization to pay bills for goods and services, Mr. Wainwright.
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the general fund in the amount of $111,000. $111,845.13, and from the sewer fund in the amount of $1,153.50 for a total of $112,998.63.
Any questions or comments? Mr. Wainwright, do you have anything you'd like to share with us?
Everything was pretty routine, except there's a check for about just over $60,000, first payment for the new playground, which we will get reimbursed by the grants after we pay the bills.
Yes.
Beyond that, beyond that, I have no report.
Any other questions or anything for Mr. Wainwright? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Action on the agenda,
correct.
Which leads us to the Volunteer Fire Department report. Mr. Reynolds, good to see you.
Good to see you as well, Ms. Schaefer, and all members of council. Thank you so much. Nothing really to report except a couple things. Number one, we'll have a new social media presence. We have a Twitter handle, and we've revised our Facebook page, as well as revised our website, www.station137.com, and you can find us on Twitter at Edgewood Fire. I have been, Mr. Fuller's not here, so I bring this up at my own peril. At Public Safety, we have been having a discussion about entering into an arrangement with council on creating a sign which would benefit both the borough government, the Edgewood Fire Department, possibly other public organizations that would want to participate in this. Essentially, we have a set amount of money under our FEMA grant that we acquired 3 years ago. We're in the last year of that grant. And we have money left over, and we had been looking at possibly several different scenarios. The one that we wanted to have the biggest bang for the buck, the one that would benefit everybody, would be changing the current marquee sign that we have out here from what it is, the brick and manual, to something that might be electronic, that's programmable, and can light up and would be something that everybody would like. And Mr. Fuller suggested that I bring this up here if there wanted to be some free discussion and ask questions. So here I am.
Wouldn't be replacing the stones. It's just an insert that would slide into the old white one with the broken glass. And just getting some ideas. He had a gentleman here that was showing us some examples of what it would look like. It's not exactly like the School for the Deaf by any means, but he's just getting some ideas that he's going to draw up. And
are there any pictures available that we could share, that you could share with council?
So after Public Safety met with him, he's going back to the drawing. Is going to present us a model of what this will look like. Plus, of course, everything, you know, from our perspective relates to cost. We want to see exactly what this is going to cost, and that it'll be within budget, within the grant. And so once that comes back, we're happy to share it.
We did have about 400 previous signs that they've done in a photo book, which interesting of set-ins and all different types of signs, but more locally the size that we're looking at, which is pretty interesting, which you probably should drop off for someone. We should probably get just as people have somewhat of an idea what it may look like. But the signs are changing from the sheet sign. There's another generation already coming up, more colors. Just isn't red flashing. It isn't anything like that. It's much more contained. So
if we can do something in collaboration with the borough, we are very much interested in doing something that would placard us. We don't have a sign. We don't, you know, other than the occasional, you know, chicken and rib sign that we'll put out, you know, around, you know, and then the sign that we have at the end of Maple Avenue. So we would like something that sort of demarcates us as being a fire department. But this is our number one choice. We would like to do something that benefits everybody with this money.
Mr.
We have something in our sign ordinance which may apply to the situation.
That's right, and we're changing our ordinances, so this is something that we may want to discuss about that. So I guess what would benefit all of us, since this has been discussed with public safety, but we've not seen anything other than hearing about a sign, it would be helpful if we had some visual aids, if that's possible.
Absolutely.
We could give to Alan to review as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then if there's anything that needs, if council, if it's the will of council, then, you know, we're looking at our ordinances and things anyway, so.
Perfect. Move it to stage two. Thank you so much. Yes. Say again.
Is there amount of time you have to spend this money?
We have until June of next year. Okay. So we're entering the last year of the grant. Sorry, I had to think about that for a moment, so. June of next year, everything turns into a pumpkin. We're going to try to get a renewal on the grant for $102,500, but that's going to be a tough ask in the current. FEMA has really turned down its grant funding opportunities in a big way in the last year. So I'm hopeful, since we've had great success with it up to this point.
Well, and hopefully the statistics that your the volunteer fire department provides with membership recruitment, retainment, and also with the activities that have been going on, and the cooperative effort that you've all been doing, that will help lend support for a grant. And if there's any letter of support that we can offer, I'm sure we'll help.
I will take you up on your kind offer. Thank you very much. The next thing I want to just make sure that any more questions about the sign or any other questions related to that I can answer?
I think other than we need to.
Sure, see you. Understood. We just received word today that we were granted a grant from the Listam Corporation to buy 6 EpiPens for our QRS. They expire every year, and they're extremely expensive. We have been, sort of getting by every year. We'll renew it, but this will allow us to have every single rig will have an EpiPen on.
That's great.
And I would like to also bring up to council, we have 3 live-ins plus innumerable numbers of of volunteers that come and spend a lot of time here. On average, just informally polling, they spend about anywhere between $5 to $20 each week on laundry. That's a lot for these college students that don't have a lot of money to begin with. I was wondering if I could put before council a consideration perhaps to allow us to budget to buy a washer and dryer to put up into the quarters. We've sized it out, we've looked at different models, and we are happy to have a discussion about that.
I will submit that to Public Works. So you can talk with Mr. Wilson and Dr. Petrola and me. We have we're the Department of Public Works committee that we can kind of look at that and talk with the borough manager with respect to venting and.
We have all of our electricity is up to code in there, so it is capable of taking any, and we'll happy to discuss.
See, Mr. Wilson.
Do we have space for that?
We do, actually. We measured it out. So we currently have three wardrobes for the guys, and we're going to move a table that we have that we're not really using, put the wardrobe in that place, and we'll have a perfect amount of space right next to the refrigerator. Very easy access to the chases where the water and the sewer come, and we can plug it right into there. So we've done a little looking at this up front, so we have the right plugins. I'm just speaking personally, I wanted to thank council for the opportunity on June 7th for the playground ribbon cutting. As I told Ms. Bastianini, I am extremely touched. I won't be able to be there. I have to present at a meeting, but my daughters will be there, and they will be they'll be dressed up very, very nice. And
maybe we'll have them be part of the cutting.
I think they would.
Are they allowed to play with scissors?
Absolutely.
And they would check it.
They would love it, and feel free to take as many pictures of them as you like.
I didn't know there wasn't a washer. What happens with all the towels and that stuff you guys wash the police cars and everything else with?
So typically we dispose them. Most of them are terry cloth that you buy like at Costco. We spend actually not an insignificant amount of money on those sorts of things.
You throw them?
For the most part, yeah. Or just use them over and over until they're just disgusting and you don't want to use them. Yeah, for the most part, right. So. Any questions or?
Mr. Wainwright, you had a question when we said EpiPen.
I looked it up. I know what it is now.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Recreation report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you. We have T-ball and softball beginning this week with practices. Their games will be starting up in the next couple of weeks, so they'll be on the field evenings for practices. As Mr. Reynolds said, the playground ribbon cutting ceremony will be this Saturday, June 7th, from 11 to 1. We have bought some decorations so that we will have a ribbon cutting. We're still looking for large scissors, if anyone knows where to get them. Also, movies in the park begin next week, Monday, June 9th, and the movie will be Step Dog. I have. Thank you.
Any questions? I hope if you're available, council, that you will be there for the ribbon cutting with the foundation. And Mr. Reynolds and Mayor Cook and Mr. Hellett were the three when they were on council that helped champion the renewal of the old playground equipment and bringing it to higher ground and getting new playground equipment. So that's why we, and I think it's appropriate that kids be a part of the cutting. Mr. Fuller is not here for the Water Authority report. Planning Commission report, Mayor Cook.
I have to apologize. I have four. Lucky to know what day of the week it was, so I apologize. I missed the meeting.
There has not been a meeting. They're working on a draft, first draft of the zoning ordinance, so you're good.
All right, great. Council of Government report, Mr. Wilson.
The gentleman came in and talked about land banking for the area. He's getting people revved up for land bankings from through the COG. Also, they're trying to break up possible new tax oversight to go more private against our tax people. They might be coming up with a new program to join taxes for collection of taxes. And the Vector is out for rent there, and they're renting more equipment out through the COG these days. So if we need some equipment, give them a call before. A bunch of other members have different types of equipment, and they're trying to do a share price per day thing. So before we go out and rent it, give her a call. And also they're working on some grants for sidewalks and streetlights is coming back through the COG too. And kind of backing up against our 10. That's kind of rounding out too. So that person's coming out next month.
So they're talking also about an LED program.
Correct. More information for next month's meeting.
All right. Anything for Mr. Wilson regarding the COG?
Thank you. The mayor wanted to be the first one to go down the slide.
Oh, here. Dr. Wallace.
So this was about a year ago. Corporation that was going to be in Funchal, maybe somewhere up the river, and they were talking about supplying municipal lights at a reduced rate. Is that part of this discussion with the COG?
Right now, it's the Duquesne Light is sponsoring this for 10 units for testing for municipalities and that stuff, and we have signed up for it, correct?
Yes.
So it's limited and quite
often. Limited to 10 in the first phase was just to get familiar with it. Talking about down by the, in front of the school for the deaf, that 10 strut.
It's actually going to be the other side, from the lacrosse border on Edgewood Avenue.
Yeah. Still on Edgewood Avenue.
Still on Edgewood Avenue, but yep, the other side.
Anything else for Mr. Wilson? Borough Solicitor, Mr. Berry.
Hey, Madam President. There's an issue, or two issues perhaps, that if you want to talk about an executive session, brief executive session, potential litigation.
Borough Manager report.
Thank you. Our sewer repair project is still on schedule. The spot liners are going in this week. That's the last part we have left on this project, and then all of the work will be complete. Road paving bid documents are being completed, and we should have a motion for council at the first meeting in July to award that project. Our new finance administrator, Janet Gerber, started working today. She will be at the June 16th council meeting to introduce herself to those of you she has not met yet. But a long first day might scare her away, so we'll have her come to the next meeting. Also, we received on Friday a copy of the South Braddock Avenue road safety audit completed by the Southwest Planning Commission. Warren and I will review it, and we will have recommendations, and then we'll provide a copy and the recommendations to council in the near future. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Anything for Ms. Bastianini? New business. I do want to remind council, we've got a couple weeks, but on Tuesday, June 17th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Doubletree by Hilton Green Tree, there will be an EPA municipal update with the EPA, County Exec Mayor. Dave McGuigan is from the EPA. He was been with us since the beginning in the negotiations. Arletta Williams will also be there, and the chair of the Alpecin Board. RSVPs are June 13th, but I just want to, 7 p.m., 7 to 9, and as many council members as can be there, it would be much appreciated. This is an opportunity for us to reinforce to the EPA that we're getting it. So the more the merrier with that. The opening of the playground is this coming Saturday, and street cleaning, or Britton Road cleaning is what the 14th. June 14th. just want to remind folks about that as well. Because we will meet on the our next meeting's the 16th, and council is taking Warren Saccone to dinner on the 9th, and the 16th will be sort of his last meeting.
Could you say that again?
The 9th of June.
The 9th of June.
And what time?
We need to discuss that.
Yeah, we'll discuss that. Yeah. I'll get there. And is there any other new business to be brought before council? Yes, Mayor.
I'd just like to tell everyone June 14th at the library from 1 to 4 is volunteer recruitment, membership recruitment from the various nonprofits in the borough. We will be creating a database that will be available to all nonprofits in the borough. And we certainly hope people show up for light refreshments. And I was wondering if maybe something could be put on the borough sign.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
And we could put it on our website as well.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, I think we're back from these hot dogs for Edgewood Day, and they would like to have like a beer.
Okay.
Actually, Julie and I will meet with them to like work out the details.
Right.
They were very enthusiastic.
So beer garden by D's on Community Day. Times they are changing. Yes, Mr. Wainwright. Yeah, he is in executive session.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Now, thank you for reminding me. Usually I do say, go back home, enjoy the day. Is there anything else? Then at this time, we'll be going into executive session to discuss potential litigation. There will not be any anticipated action following executive session. Thank you. Sure.